Blessed be your holy name, our Lord, our God, great God Almighty, our gracious Father in heaven. Blessed be your holy name, O Lord. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we have the name right now, O Lord. We have that powerful name. We have the name above all names with us right now, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the name above all names. The only name that has been given for salvation. The name Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, blessed be your holy name, for Yahweh is salvation. You are the only Savior, you are the only Redeemer, you are the only Deliverer. Lord, we bless your holy name. Prince of Peace, Prince of Life, come in the midst of us, O Lord. We welcome thy presence. Soak us, Lord, touch us, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we live alive. In this new year that is worthy of the new man, that is worthy of the new covenant, that is worthy of the new life that you have given to all of us, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All glory and honor unto thee. We sing songs in the Mount Zion. And Lord, you bless all of us to be filled with such a beautiful love of God. To be able to live in such a family of God. To be able to dwell in such a house of the Lord. Lord, we are grateful, Lord. We are not worthy, but you blessed us with everything that we need. For the children of God, they lack nothing. Children of God, they lack nothing because God is our great provider. Thank you, Lord, for what you provided last year. And thank you, Lord, for what you will provide this year. But we don't love you for what you provided. We love you for who you are, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. May you bless us that our love is unwavering. May you bless us, Lord. Our love is unwavering, not because of what happened, not because of what will happen, but because of what you did on Calvary, because of who you are, the great Creator, because of the Lord Almighty. Lord, you are the first and last. You are the beginning and the end. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the true and faithful witness. We bless your holy name. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we surrender the altar, we surrender the church, we surrender the brethren, we surrender the place, we surrender everything that we do at thy feet. Sanctify us, consecrate us, anoint us, touch us, mold us, prune us, chasten us, bless us. But Lord, do not leave us, Lord. Forsake us not, O Lord. Be with us, Lord. Your presence is all we need, your leading is all we need. We don't want anything but you. You are our everything, Lord. In Jesus' name we all prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Shalom, my dear brethren. I pray that you are all filled with joy and peace because there is nothing else you can do other than rejoicing in him. Whatever happened, forget it. He will make it right. Amen. Whatever was lost, forget it. He will restore double. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Whether we suffer or rejoice, we are the Lord's. Whether we smile or cry, we are the Lord's. Whether we lose or win, we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's is the promise that we are all standing now. Not the promise of something that you're looking for. We are the Lord's. I'm standing on that promise. What else I need? Nothing. When God told Moses, my presence will go before thee, what Moses would say, oh, I crossed the promised land, even before the people will cross the promised land. Why? When the Lord leads you, you take one step, you cross the entire wilderness. Why? That one step was taken by following the presence of the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord, and the Word is guiding, the Comforter is teaching, and the children of God are encouraging us, edifying us, interceding for us, praying for us. He is your promised land. His presence is our promised land. His church is our promised land. His fellowship is our promised land. When there are two gathered in his name, that is the promised land. So Lord has blessed us with abundance of grace and mercy, not just last year, throughout our life, ever since you were born, the Lord allowed you to breathe, to be here today. So we thank the Lord. I pray the Lord bless us that we are joyful. If you are not joyful, the word of the Lord will never go into your ears. We can suffer, we can cry, that's a different story. But if we are not joyful, not smiling, laughing like the worldly people, But joy is an experience. How can I separate joy from peace? I can't. How can I separate peace from joy? I can't. What happened is our flesh always wants us to say, be a faithful man, be a faithful man, be a faithful man. Of course, I can be a faithful man, suffering all my life, struggling to be a faithful man, struggling to be a hopeful man. But the beauty of the Lord's leading in our life is anything we do without joy and peace will profit nothing.
Amen.
So what is the needle for us? Am I joyful? Am I at peace? Then the Lord is with you. Then you go ahead and do and speak and do. Because the presence of the Lord is liberty. Liberty from sadness, liberty from weariness, liberty from confusion, liberty from everything that is not part of the fruit of the Spirit. When the Lord's presence is with us, you will feel an absolute confidence and you will feel some contentment. If I die now, I'm good. How can we have such contentment?
Amen.
Only when the joy of the Lord takes over, when the peace of God takes over and tells us your life on this earth is not real.
Amen.
It can't be real. All this vainglory, all this busyness, all this life and death for survival, it cannot be real. Because He is the Almighty. He is the King of Kings. How come His children will suffer like a slaves on this earth? Not possible.
Amen.
So it's not real. That is how Solomon ended his life. What he said, everything under the sun is not new. It's old. What will happen to old things? Old things will pass away.
Amen.
Whatever that pass away is not real. My God is real. His word is real. His spirit is real. His fruit is real. His promise is real. His perfect will is real. His heavenly kingdom is real. Everything else is vanity. So honestly, what's happening to all of us is we are fighting a dream with our flesh that we live in our daily life, which is not real.
Amen.
That is why God gave us dreams to teach us, do not chase things that are not real.
Amen.
Seek the heavenly kingdom of the Lord. Put Him first in whatever that you do, whatever that you speak, whatever that you desire. If the Lord is in the first place,
Amen.
Then you would see joy and peace will have ruling over your mind. Amen?
Amen.
So by God's grace today, we start this new year with the sermon on garment of praises.
Praise the Lord.
That is why I told the worship leader, if the brethren want to sing special until 1 p.m., that day the service is over.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What better thing that we can do other than praising Him, worshipping Him? Nothing.
Amen.
Because when you cross the promised land, the Mount Zion, there is no altar or mic for sermons. There is only people dancing, singing about Him. So we thank the Lord that we started this year by shaking ourselves, singing, dancing, praising. That is the best thing that we can do throughout the year.
Amen.
Everything else will be automatically aligned. You know why? The enemy is looking at you. He wants you to plead. He wants you to go and cry and roll on the floor, suffer. And he would rejoice the way you suffer. But what if the priest of God just stand up and starts dancing and singing? He would be confused. What's happening to this guy? I'm sending stones. Why he's dancing and singing? Because the joy and the peace of God will make you to feel numb.
Yeah.
Oh, you're hurting me. I don't feel anything. He put an anesthesia in my body. A chloroform. I can't feel any pain. You do whatever you want because you are drunk.
Amen.
Drunk of what? New wine. What is the new wine? The comforter. So when the comforter is in, you are drunk with joy and peace.
Amen.
No one can scratch you.
Amen.
So by God's grace, today we will focus on garment of praises for the spirit of weariness. Amen?
Amen.
But what is spirit of weariness? Let's meditate. Who sent the spirit of weariness? The Bible says Saul was a king, mighty king, ruled 40 years. The Lord blessed him mightily to serve him. But when the time comes, when the king forgot to inquire of the Lord through the prophet Samuel, the Lord took his hands off. Amen? What happened after? The distressing spirit came upon Saul. But the Bible says the Lord put the distressing spirit upon Saul.
Amen.
Is he going to take some spirit from his cupboard and just place it on Saul? No. The moment God takes his hands off, you are open vulnerable, vacant for anything to host you. And what is that anything? Will make you feel distressed, will make you feel completely broken. Then what was the medicine for Saul's distressing spirit? The beautiful song of David. Amen? So the very first man that we can learn from as we start the sermon today is King Saul, who was clothed by garment of praises by David the servant. David was not a king at that point of time. When Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, there is no difference. Servant David sang a song, played instrument, Saul felt refreshed. Amen? And David clothed him with garment of praises, Saul felt good. But whenever David was away, Saul became distressed again. So what the Lord was teaching Saul? Saul, I left your tabernacle. If you want to experience me, go near to my son David. Amen? Why? Because you did not put me first.
Amen.
So garment of praises in our life, whenever we become the vessel of distressing spirit, the son of David, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, who is the Yahweh, is salvation, there is no other savior, he will come with his guitar and play songs to you.
Amen.
But we don't listen. We look for some mighty miracle. We look for some mighty dream. We look for some mighty prophecy. But the Lord says, I'm playing flute, can you listen? I'm playing guitar, can you listen? I'm playing instrument, can you listen? We don't listen.
Amen.
So what is his name? The song of my salvation. How David says, the Lord is the song of my salvation.
Amen.
So I pray the Lord bless us today.
Amen.
That we are clothed by salvation. What is that? Garment of praises. Not everyone can praise him when they are cornered. Like how Paul beautifully read 2 Corinthians. We are cornered from all the sides, but not broken.
Amen.
We are tortured from all the direction, but not destroyed. Because there is a garment of praise upon you.
Amen.
As long as you hold on to it. If I decide to throw it away, our life is done.
Amen.
The walls of Jericho was not destroyed by big elephants. Just by people who sang small songs. Instead of saying, Lord, deliver me, Lord, do this, just say, hallelujah, blessed be your holy name.
Amen.
And you see the mighty hand of God. Amen?
You,
so let's go before the Lord and open your scriptures. Before that, open your hearts, open your ears, open your mind, that God cannot be limited by your expectations.
Amen.
Let's turn our Bibles to Revelation chapter 15, verse 8. We start from the end. Book of Revelation, chapter 15, let me read from verse 2. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast. So there was a victory over the beast, and over his image. Because you are called to conform to the image of God. When you conform to the image of God, you eventually become victorious over the image of beast. Because Jesus said, either you serve me or you serve the world. Either you conform to my image or you conform to the other image. But there is nothing in between. You cannot put one leg here, one leg there. The enemy will accept you. Oh, you want to do 1 out of 10 evil things? I still receive you. Come to my kingdom. But the Lord won't accept you. Amen? The Lord cannot share the house with another tenant. He is the household God. He is the landlord. He is the owner of the vineyard. Vineyard has only one gardener. Now, they that got under victory over the beast and his image and his mark, so there was a mark, and the number of his name stand on the sea of glass having the harps of God. And Apostle Paul teach all of us about the glass and the glory of the Lord, how we reflect ourselves and how the Lord is speaking to us. I pray that you remember those verses. Now they that have the testimony of the Lord, they were victorious. They were overcomers. Overcoming the beast, the face of the beast, the number and the mark. What is the mark? Scar or something to say that I belong to this or I belong to that. And they overcome all. But verse 3 is the sermon today.
Amen.
And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. Come on. What's happening here? What do you mean by you sing the song of Moses? Moses is not a musician. Please sing the song of David. Moses is not good in music. He's not a singer. Forget about him. And furthermore, he was stuttered. He can't even speak properly. What do you mean by you sing the song of Moses? He's a terrible singer. Book of Revelation, chapter 15, verse 3. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God. Not the great musician of God. Not the mighty chief, senior apostle of God. Not the king of kings of the Lord. Moses, the servant of God. And the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Look at the song. The song is very big, but the song is simply summarized into one single line. And in that line, your salvation is not mentioned. Your troubles are not mentioned. Your deliverance is not mentioned. All your prayer requests are not mentioned. Everything that is about you is not here. It's just about how marvelous you are, how wonderful you are, how beautiful you are, how powerful you are, only focusing on the greatness of God. That is the higher ground we should reach this year. Forget about yourself. Do not defend yourself, because there is a mighty defender for us. His name is beautiful. He sits on the throne. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. His throne is in heaven. His footstool is on earth. And we are on earth. Amen. Let's understand, the song of Moses talks about God and God alone. Amen. Praise about him and about him alone. Amen. Look at, read this again. Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? And for thou only art holy. Who alone is wise, who alone is holy, who alone is life, who alone is light, who alone is the truth. He is everything. He is righteous. And the song was about him. And it says, for all the nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. Amen. Book of Revelation, halfway through, just 7 more chapters to end. And song of Moses make a sudden surprise appearance. Amen. How many times Moses sang the song? Exodus 15, after they crossed the Red Sea, Moses sang a song. He did not sing by himself. The Lord wanted him to sing a song. Deuteronomy 31, 32, 33, after Moses finished all his journey, after he crossed his own Red Sea, which is crossing the people. Crossing Red Sea was easier for Moses. But crossing the wilderness with the people was tougher for Moses, to the point whereby he got angry, struck the rock twice, and the Lord said, the ticket to enter the promised land is expired. I will bring you some them later. He did. He was faithful. Amen. So now, that Moses sang a song before his farewell. So how many songs? One, he sang after they crossed the river Red Sea, and he sang before he died. So can I say, song of deliverance, song of farewell. Amen? Moses sang two songs. Song of deliverance, when the people were delivered from the land of Egypt. And song of farewell, he was waving bye to the people that I'm going home. You better cross the promised land and keep the commandments of the Lord. Amen. So Moses gave Joshua, Jesus gave comforter. Amen? Amen? Jesus Christ, after he was resurrected, he told the apostles, I will give you a power. With that power, you will be a witness unto me all the corners of the earth. And comforter is he. He will lead you, guide you, teach you. He will do everything. Just hold on to him. Then you will cross these 2,000 years of seven church ages. And you will meet me on the other side. Up in the air. Amen. And Moses gave Joshua. Jesus gave comforter. You can't separate everything. Because the salvation, there is only one. Amen. So now, that Moses sang a song. And by God's grace, we will start the sermon today from the song of Moses. Because there is no better blessing other than the songs of the servants of God. Amen. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. The verse that talks about garment of praises is mentioned in Isaiah 61. But we are not going to read the chapter today. But remember the verse, garment of praises. So there is a garment of praises. And we are clothed by salvation. Exodus 15. Let's listen to how beautifully Moses sings a song. Verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them. Oh, I will read this again. I will read this later. 15:1. Exodus 15:1. I will read that verse later. Exodus 15:1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Then sang. After when? After the Pharaoh's army was destroyed, not before. Focus on this carefully. The Pharaoh's army was destroyed, then Moses sang a song. And the children of Israel. And spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously.
Amen.
What the book of Revelation says, they had gotten victory over the beast, image,
Amen.
Number, and mark. Now Moses says, the Lord hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So there was a rider, and the rider used a horse, a beast. Amen? A rider, a man, was using a beast to come faster, to come closer, to kill the people of Israel. But the Lord destroyed them, and Moses sang song of victory. So what is the song? Song of deliverance, which is also the song of victory over the enemies, our flesh. Not your enemies, your flesh, yourself. The whole sermon is about you, the enemy that is within you. Because oftentimes people, we always say, I'm challenged by a lot of demonic spirits. But the truth is, you are challenged by your very own flesh.
Amen.
God created you in soul, spirit, body. Amen?
Amen?
So there is something inside you. So, that enemy is what we will destroy today.
Amen.
Why? Before the gardener sows seeds throughout the land, he will destroy the fields of enemy by those 300 foxes with fire on the tail, lit by the servant of God. It went and destroyed all the fields of enemy for what? For the land to be even. Everything is plain. So that the Lord can decide, what should I sow this season? Grass or tree or banana tree or orange tree? Let him decide. But the ground must be level. No walls of Jericho, no Tower of Babel. All must be level, burned to the ground, ashes. The wind came and taketh away. The land is plain and ready for the rain, water, and the word of God for the Lord to sow the seeds and reap the harvest.
Amen.
Imagine you sow seeds, but there are plants everywhere. And the small plants want to come out, but it doesn't get sunlight. There is no space for the leaf to come out. The Lord won't sow in such a garden. So now Moses says, horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. The beast and the man was thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. The Lord is my song. Whenever we sing the song, don't just say, I'm singing song unto the Lord. He is your song. You are singing Him.
Amen.
Amen? As we know that when we pray to the Lord, we pray by the power of God to the Lord. It's a complete cycle. Like how the water evaporates into the cloud and the cloud sends rain again, then it goes on again and again and again. Same spirit, same water, same life, because without the Lord's spirit, the river, the prayer is not possible. Our prayer is nothing but river, you know. We flow and reach the ocean and the Lord sends sunlight, again He evaporates the ocean, goes back to the cloud and comes back again and again and again. Then we say, I keep falling in love with you over and over and over and over and again and again. And by that, we are refined, purified 7 times. So now, Moses is thinking about how the Lord overcame his enemies. And he is glorifying the name of the Lord. And he says, the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. Strength, song, salvation.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 4 says, Philippians, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Lord is my strength. Amen. He is my salvation. He clothed me with salvation. Amen. And he is the song of my salvation. So what is the song? The song is the sound of his salvation. The Lord saved me. My life is making sound. What is the sound? Peace, joy, faithfulness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, known only to Him. But those songs only have 9 notes of music, like A minor, B, C, from the fruit of the Spirit. Anything come out of this musical sheet, the Lord would say, this is not my song. Remember this, any sound I make, any words I speak, any thought I utter, any work I do, if my song is out of the Lord's musical sheet, the 9 attributes of one single fruit of the Spirit, it is not the song of salvation. Because my life is giving a sound. I'm like a drum, the Lord is playing drum. I'm like a fruit, the Lord is breathing His life. I make some sound. What is the sound? My life as a living sacrifice, out of the mouth I confess. I say what the Lord did to me. Amen? By putting myself down, by showing the true repentance, by showing the true reverence and honor unto the Lord Almighty. That sound. Now that is what Moses is making now. Moses is making the sound of the Lord's song. And he says, I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is name. His name. Mighty deliverer is he. Be still and know that I am God, and the Lord who never lost a battle. What is a battle? Not the battle of a sickness. Not the battle of a failure. Those are all nothing to the Lord. The battle of righteousness. There was a battle challenged to God in the Garden of Eden. Battle of righteousness. By bringing his two creation from the eternal life to death. And since then, the Lord has put on the clothing of Savior. Amen. And the Savior always go for the battle. Joshua was not hiding in the cave. He is a warrior. He went to the battle. He chose the man out and he went to the battle. Amen? Yes. Battle of righteousness. And that battle, verse 4 says, Pharaoh's chariots and his host had he cast into the sea, his chosen captains also drowned in the Red Sea. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What prophet Elijah would say, you bought the wrong chariot. I'm flying above. Why are you sinking in the sea? Oh, it looked like a chariot. Horse, chariot, but where is the fire? The Lord said, He will send a chariot of fire. Amen. And I will board the chariot. It will take me up. Amen? Amen. And what is the fire? How we say that we are born again? The one who baptized you with water and fire.
Amen.
Water and fire. The Holy Ghost is the fire. The wall of fire around you. And the whole chariot looked like a fire, like the pillar of fire. And Elijah was transported from point A to point B, where the Lord wants him to be. And now, the Pharaoh's chariots also following, but the Lord drowned them in the sea. So there are chariots, only one chariot that can fly up, and there are chariots that will sink down. Now, look at the verse 5, the depths have covered them, they sank into the bottom as a stone. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ark of Noah was not a stone to sink, but it was a wood to float. But the Lord also called that you should be a stones of iron so that you form a formidable force. Enemy cannot penetrate. He speaks in parables. Can I say, I am very stiff. I will be a stone of iron forever. The Lord would say, I can't build the Ark of Noah with you. Be light. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. No, Lord. Book of Leviticus says, I should be a iron. We cannot put God's word in the verse. The word was God. God was not the word. Amen? In the beginning there was word and the word was God. So now, the word of the Lord giving us the right tool, right teaching, right leading at the right time for us to overcome a particular battle. Amen. I cannot use the same weapon for all the battle. Amen. You will die. Not just you will be suffering, you will die if you misplace the weapons of the Lord for different battle. Now, it says, it just sank into the bottom as a stone instead of floating. And thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Jesus Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Now you understand why that verse was written. Thy right hand is become glorious in power. Glorious Jesus Christ, thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. Pieces.
Amen.
The Tower of Babel was one single piece. The Lord said, I will scatter you. Pieces. Anything that comes against God, His family, His church, His children, His plans, His works, His ministry, the Lord would let it be built, then He will hit with His little finger.
Amen.
It become a dust no one can put together.
Praise the Lord.
And Moses would even go and mix the dust with some water and let them drink. You built it, you drink it. So, when the apostles were killed ruthlessly by the children, the Lord said, I would give their blood that you made it to be shed. Drink it. Because the blood of my servants are pure. Drink it. And that's what Moses did when they built the golden calf. Whatever that we do, whatever that we speak, remember the Lord will let it to be built. Then He will break it, make a powder, add with water, and He will feed it to us for us to understand where do we stand. Self-realization was so important that people of Israel forgot after they crossed the Red Sea. They were so distracted by the mighty grand works of the Lord. But they totally forgot the Lord was doing all of this for them to live like Him.
Amen.
They missed the point. They missed the whole boat. They thought, the Lord will do miracles. He will send plagues. He will save me. I will enter the promised land. But if I don't become like Him, do you think that He would drag you to the promised land? He will be the first one to kill us.
Amen.
He did. He did. Amen? The enemies could not destroy the people of God. God destroyed them.
Amen.
Doesn't mean that they are ruined forever. No. He is teaching us, I will destroy the flesh. The spirit man will enter. Joshua, circumcised, second generation. What does it mean? All our old man, our old generation, the Lord says, I will kill by my word if you yield. Then Joshua, Yeshua, Yahweh is my salvation. He circumcised us with His spirit, by His blood, washed us thoroughly, and He blessed the second generation, newborn people of God, same people, but the old man died. And He told them, walk a life worthy of my calling, and you will cross the promised land. Amen? And what is there in the promised land? We meditated, the two mounts, Gerizim and Mount Ebal, blessing and curse. Because He will come to judge the earth. Life and death.
Amen.
Absolutely identical pattern. Because He is simply showing us what He is going to do. Old Testament is where I am bound to now. I could not move from old. Because it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. The Lord has shown everything in the Old Testament. And you use the specs of the New Testament and you see what He did. You will see New Testament in the Old Testament. And you would see Old Testament in the New Testament. To the point whereby you cannot say the Bible has two books. No, you say one single word.
Amen.
Amen? One single word. Look at how Moses speaks after this. Let's continue. He says, 7, and in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. Overthrown. Remember the verse when Jesus entered the temple, He saw people selling and buying. He saw people selling this and that. And He overthrew the table. He didn't break it. He overthrew. Which means something was going under the table, the Lord uncovered it. You see corruption in all those offices in different countries. They always exchange money under the table because there are CCTV cameras above. They will change the money under the table. What the Lord would say, He would flip the table and show everyone. You see, this is what they were doing. Selling opinions, buying opinions. Correct? Selling one thought, buying one thoughts. Selling lack of understanding, buying lack of understanding. Selling false preaching, buying false preaching. The Lord says, I would come and overthrow. But the funny thing is, those tables are not even inside the temple. Outside. All the churches who say they serve the Lord, but they don't serve the Lord. The Lord says, hello, you are not even inside my temple. You are outside, making noises. And He would overthrow when He comes. He would overthrow. There is nothing that can be hidden from the eyes of the Lord. And He won't just find it. He would uncover it to tell all the people, this is how you were cheated. This is how you were confounded. And He is the one who reveals the truth. And He is also the one who reveals the wickedness. Because He will uncover the nakedness. Amen. He will uncover the nakedness. Remember this. Where we stand is a pillar of fire and pillar of cloud. God
cannot be mocked. Amen?
Now read this. And he says, verse 8, and with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, not by the outstretched hand of Moses. The blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, and the flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Hallelujah.
Ezekiel says, the Spirit entered into me, set me upon my feet. And the ocean says, tell me about it. The Lord did the same thing to me. I stood upright, like a heap. I was waiting for the Lord to tell me, go down. Ah, He did it to me. God's creation.
Amen.
The ocean cannot profane the name of the Lord. You can. See how weak we are. A small grass can look bigger than you. Because no matter how hard it tries, it cannot speak evil. It cannot speak against. It cannot do evil things. It cannot profane the name of the Lord. It's a grass. People can jump over, destroy the grass, and that grass cannot speak anything. No eyes, no ears. But it is life.
Amen.
Which does not profane the Almighty better than you and me.
Amen.
So the Lord has called all of us, you are the best creation of me because I have given you my likeness and image.
Amen.
Don't conform to the image of the beast. Be like me. And when you don't do so, the grass will come and tell you, my life was better than you.
Amen.
Vapor. Now the Lord says, your life is like a vapor. Why? The grass will come and tell you, my life was 3 days, I glorified, your life, 120 years, zero glorification. Oh, pity you. You feel stronger? Look at the grass. You will feel the humbled.
Amen.
You feel mighty? Look at the tree. The tree is better than us.
Amen.
If we don't glorify the name of the Lord, that tree is better than us. If we glorify the name of the Lord, that tree would say, I bow to you because God created me for you. If you don't glorify the name of the Lord, you are not the son of Adam. Because the Lord said, I created all of things only for Adam and his children for him to be fruitful. If I am not the son of Adam, all the creation would simply look at me, I am not made for you. I am made for God's children. Son of Adam, the last Adam, the quickening spirit, Jesus Christ, by whom you are created. For, in, by, through. Remember this. Book of Isaiah. Bind up, build up, raise, rebuild. Amen? We are all created in him, for him, by him, through him. Four. Don't forget. It's the same if you meditate deeply. Now you see, verse 9. And the enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. That is the funny thing about the enemies. Why? When lack of understanding kicks in, you forget the realization. I can still kill these people. I can still destroy them. Why? Book of Revelation says, people who did not repent in a time of repentance, they could not repent when the grace period ended. The Lord was sending the vials of wrath and plagues. The Bible says they were gnashing their teeth, but yet repented not. My mind was blown when I saw the verse. What? The Lord is showing all this wrath. He's going to destroy you. But they were so angry, filled with vengeance, arrogance. And the Bible says they gnashed their teeth and still could not repent. When I saw the verse, Lord, I was, Lord, are you telling me they are more powerful than your punishment? And the Lord is speaking to us, they are more weaker than my grace. Because when the grace ended, you have no room of mercy. When there is no room of mercy, you have no understanding to understand true repentance. They repented not, gnashing their teeth at the time of 7 bowls of wrath was being poured out. There is nothing else God can do. He taught them by grace and mercy, never learned. He taught them by punishment, never learned. Then the Lord would say, judgment, life to death, now you see why I judge. Correct? Can you take it lightly? Look at the verse. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. What is the lust? What is the lust? Anything that is not about God, about me, is a lust. And you will satisfy yourself on that lust. By how? When the Lord throw you into the lake of fire. Like how he throw the horse and the man into the ocean. When you ride on the beast of pride and ego and anger and arrogance, self-thinking, that is a horse. You are riding over it. And the Lord would say, what are you doing? I'm riding a horse. It's so good. It gives me the beautiful sound. The Lord says, what is the sound?
Oh, let me check. The 9-foot squid doesn't give the same sound. Oh, you see, I like the sound. I like the sound. It's so breezy. The sound of the beast is not the sound of the salvation. Now the Lord is speaking to that enemy. He says, I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. The enemy is saying, thou didst blow with thy wind, and sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises? Blessed be the name of the Lord. How can he be fearful in praises? Please think. What is garment of praises? If the Lord heal me, I will sing praise unto him. There is no fear. It's only thanksgiving. Correct? You're just happy. The Lord gave me a solution. I praise him. That is no fear. It's thanksgiving. Just being selfish. Like how we were always been. Fearful in praises. When you understand who he is. How mighty he is. How divine his plans are. How great his works are. Without thinking about yourself. The day when you forget about yourself and reflect upon the great God Almighty is the day you truly understand that you are a true worshipper of God. Now, the Bible says, fearful in praises, doing wonders. The Lord would say, of course I do that. Whenever you praise me in fear and reverence, I would do wonders. Don't ask me, I know what you want. Now, this verse, verse 11 and verse 12, thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Korah should have remembered the warning. The Lord spoke this already. I will stretch my hand, the earth will swallow you. He said that, right? It was fulfilled. Wasn't it fulfilled? The Lord opened the earth and devoured them who went against his tabernacle. And the people shall hear. Verse 14. Verse 13. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the habitations of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the habitants of Canaan shall melt away. The Lord is talking about what's going to happen around. Amen? What's going to happen around when those nations around the nation of the Lord, planning, aiming to destroy the nation of the Lord, looking at the mighty hand of the Lord upon them? Palestina, Moab, Canaan. Verse 16, fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. They shall be still as a stone. No, when the Bible says, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is the Lord. Amen? Amen? That's what the Lord says here, right? By the greatness of thine arm, the right hand of the Lord. Who is seated at the right hand of the Lord? God is Spirit. As a stone, till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. So the Lord says, I will wait. What? I will wait till my people pass over. When the last sheep enters into my flock, in my fold, my territory, then the Lord says, I will do what has to be done. And until then, we have the work of the Lord to do. Amen? The Father's business. Now, verse 17. Do not forget, thou hast purchased. Amen? We are purchased by the blood of Christ. Never forget that. We are clothed with salvation. Why? Because he purchased you by his blood. And that blood was not taken from a syringe. He shed it for you. He was beaten. He was smitten. Was struck. He was stripped. He was insulted. People spat on him. That is how he gave the blood to you. The maximum damage, the worst shame that could happen to any man, the Lord embraced it for you. When you truly realize what happened on Calvary, you would not open the door for any pride or ego to stay in your heart. Calvary is that iron rod that humbles all of us down. And that iron rod is his love. He hit you on your mind. What? You did this for me. Lord, I am at thy feet. Amen? Now, verse 17. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where God met Moses? On the top of the mountain. When God met Moses, what happened to the mountain? Cloud covered them. Amen? But God, Moses is speaking all of this before that happened. Because they just crossed the Red Sea. Everything is going to happen later. And Moses is singing. Now tell me, who is singing? Can a servant of God sing such a song without the song of salvation is singing through him? The Lord is the chief musician. Like David. And the Lord says, you are after my very own heart. You know, you sing like me. That's why I call you as my son. And David would say, no, you sing through me. That's why I sing like you. That is agape love. You know, how can we teach our children? Last Sunday I said, God is in me, I am in God. Amen? You can't teach them with pen. But you can teach them with air. All of us are surrounded by the air that makes you stay alive. But the very same air is in me. I let it go, he filled my cup. I let it go, he filled my cup. I let it go, he filled my cup. If I decide to hold it, I will die. From now on, whenever it's in the song, fill my cup, I pray that you are reminded of this. Fill my cup, Lord, because I will serve thee. Fill my cup, Lord, because I will serve thee. Yahweh. Amen? I breathe him, I breathe out. I take him in, I give him out. I take the fruit of the Spirit for what? Not to store. The fruit will be spoiled. You serve. So God is in me. The air that is around me, which I can't see, can't hold, can't catch, can't fight, is in me. Because of the air, the blood takes the oxygen and runs through the body and keeps me alive. So the blood of Christ, by the Spirit of God, and the Comforter who runs me through like a river, I stay alive. Body of Christ. You want to understand the body of Christ, just look at your body. You will see what he did to you. Blood, air, water. Amen? So now, God is in me and I am in God. Amen? For instance, the same air that I'm breathing, after a few months, might go to Norway. Because the wind has no territory. No one can check the passport, unfortunately. It will go to any country it wants. No visa required. No immigration can hold the air. It travels all the countries, the same air I breathe. All the people who join us overseas will breathe some other day because the air is flowing here and there. Amen? Amen? All earth is filled with what? The glory of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We cannot say, oh, I can't breathe in this land. I must go to Antarctica to breathe. But the Lord would say, all earth is filled with my glory.
Amen.
His spirit is in every land. His glory is in every land. That is the reason he has not destroyed the lands yet. And he says, till they pass over, I won't destroy. After they pass over, don't stop me. So what is our role? We can only work until it's day. When the night cometh, we can't work. If he is the day, then who is the night? Is there anyone who can stop the work of God? No. If he is my day, then who is the night? If God is love, then who is the wrath of God? If he is the word of God, then who is the wrath of God? He is all in all. Amen? He is all in all.
Amen.
Now read this. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established, thy hands. Book of Hebrews says, the Lord would not dwell in the tabernacle built by the hands of men. And the Lord says, that is why I established my own tabernacle. Because he is not selfish, he is self-sufficient. Because there is no one who can build a tabernacle for him. It must be himself. Because nobody knows his length and width and breadth. Heaven is his throne, as his footstool. Now, look at the last two verses. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Imagine the people of Israel listening to all of this. Hey, don't be dramatic, Moses. Let's just go to the promised land and, you know, we can call it a day. We just want honey and milk. We just want to feel good that we are good people. And Moses says, the Lord will reign forever. If there is no line of Judah, how can we live forever?
Amen.
And who is line of Judah? Jesus Christ. And Moses built a nation from the wilderness. Who built the nation? Not the kings. Moses built the nation, the Lord put the king. The multitude of Israel was supposed to be destroyed in the land of Egypt, but the Lord brought them out, sent them through the wilderness, crossed the river, judges, prophet Samuel, King Saul came. The Lord said, the nation has to be there before the Lord put the king. You are waiting for the coming of the King of Kings, correct? But the Lord would say, where is my royal nation? I will come. Show me the royal nation, the holy habitation of my children. Then I will come as a king. Until then, I'm a savior. I can't change my garment. You are the one who make me as a savior or as a king of kings. Building the royal nation of the Lord is the work of the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
And destroying the royal seats of the Lord is the work of Athaliah.
Amen.
Correct? Same. Now, what happens in verse 19? For the horse of Pharaoh, the beast of the enemy. Because Pharaoh is a king. King of Egypt. What is king of Egypt? The land where the people of Israel were captives. And who is the king of this land of wickedness? The principalities, the enemy, the principalities that keep the children of God in captivity. Would you go and plead with them? I beg you, please release my uncle. Please release my grandfather. The enemy would say, beg. No, just roll on the floor. Hurt yourself. I'm so glad the way the children of God are suffering before me. And the Lord would say, set aside. Send them 10 plagues. Shh, keep quiet. What happened to Pharaoh? Gone. Armies? Gone. The Lord says, what are you doing? Why are you bargaining with your flesh? Burn it. Destroy the works of the flesh. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Whatever that is not good in me, don't try to reason. Cut it off. Throw it away. It doesn't profit anything. What profited nothing for the church doesn't profited me. Because I am the church. Correct? You are the church. Now, the Lord says, through Moses, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. Again. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. We will tread over serpents. Not to run away. Resist the devil, it will flee. Do you know how Athaliah was killed? Jehoiada stood and told her, come. And she came and she saw the priest, she saw the king, everybody was singing, she went crazy, she rent her clothes. Then Jehoiada said, kill her, not in the house, outside the house.
Amen.
Why? The house of the Lord should be soaked by the blood of Christ,
Amen.
Not by the blood of evil.
Amen.
Now, what is so powerful in verse 19 is, horse of Pharaoh, then horsemen. Now, let me remind you what Elisha said when he saw Elijah going on the premium taxi of chariot of fire.
Amen.
My father, chariot of Israel and horsemen thereof. Amen. So there is a chariot of Israel and there are horsemen of Israel. And there is a chariot of Egypt and there are horsemen of Egypt. There are chariots of God Almighty and there are chariots of King Egypt, whom we serve. Which chariot I'm going? What is the sound of that horse? Is it from the musical note of the fruit of the Spirit, ninth fruit that we have on the door? The Holy Spirit fruit? Love, joy, faith? Or is it the musical note of King Egypt? So, Elisha was not simply saying, my father, chariot of Israel. He's telling all of us, my forefather Moses sang about this. The last verse of Moses' song. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots. You read it in a good way. The chariot of fire went up to the Lord Almighty. And with horsemen into the sea. And the horsemen of the Lord went up into the heaven. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on the dry land, the narrow path.
And what is the narrow path? Jesus says, I am the way.
Amen.
There are no shortcuts to reach the way. There is only one way.
Amen.
Every time our mind compromises one single verse to justify our life, that is not the way of the Lord. That is the way of the King Pharaoh. That is the way of Athaliah, Jezebel.
Yes.
The way of the Lord has no compromise. He told Joshua, be brave, be courageous, fear not. For what? The Lord says, I know you fear me, but fear nothing.
Amen.
Fear me, fear none. Fear me, fear none. Serve me, serve none. Amen?
Amen?
My children are in me. You serve me and my children, and you serve none. Galatians 1:10. Now, Moses sang this so encouraging song. Praise the Lord. Very encouraging.
Amen.
But little that he knew at that point of time, he is going to sing a song later about the very same children of the Lord. First song, Moses praising the Lord, glorifying the Lord about the destruction of enemy and the deliverance of people. The very last song, before he died, he rebuked the people whom he delivered.
Amen.
It's a song of farewell, song of rebuke. What we would say, Moses, do you have any common sense? You are 120 years old, going to die. Can't you be gracious? Can't you be merciful? Can you simply sing some song to encourage us? Why are you rebuking us? If Moses did not want the people, then who would want them?
Amen.
Aaron died. Miriam died. Moses is alive. He's going to die. So before the death, the Lord gave the final warning to people of Israel. So what is Bible? It's a love letter, right? So what is a love letter? Do whatever you want. Be whoever you want. No. If you do this, I'll do this. Correct?
Amen.
It's a true love letter. The Lord says, I don't want you to perish. Take heed unto my warning.
Amen.
Beautiful song of Moses did not end there. So the song of Moses had two components. One, when they crossed the river or the sea. Two, Moses crossed the earth. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31. I would not read the whole chapter of 32, but I want you all to meditate 32 separately in your own time this week. Now, we will read from Deuteronomy 31, verse 19. Let's remember the context of this position of the chapter. This is where Moses is encouraging Israel, and the Lord telling Moses what is going to happen to him. He's preparing Moses to wind down, and he's blessing people what should do, what they should do, what they should not do. And the Lord says, he says, I assure you that I will continue to lead you. I will continue to be with you. I am the one who will cross the promised land with you. Amen? The Lord is telling the people, I am the one who will cross the promised land with you. The Bible says, the Lord himself will pass over.
Amen.
King David himself passed over. Jesus himself, son of David, passed over. With the people. Not alone. With the people. Amen. Now, let's read verse 19. A song for Israel. Look at the way the Lord is dealing with our life. From now on, you will remember when you say, today is the day the Lord has made, I will be rejoiced and be glad in it. Remember that verse? Everybody use it left and right. But today, you will understand why the verse was written in such a manner. Verse 19. Now, therefore, write ye this song for you and teach it the children of Israel. Song to teach? I thought song to dance. Put it in their mouths. Moses said, yeah, I am trying to do that. Because when God called Moses, I will give you my words. You take it and put it in the mouth of Aaron. Amen? Moses is well trained how to put the word in the mouth. The comforter, he is the one who fills your heart in the spirit of God with the vehemence of Christ, with the abundance, you speak the word. Correct? Put the word means what? Abundance of the heart. Put the words mean what? Heart is filled, it overflows. It vomits good or bad. It uncovers everything that is in. It's good. It is good the Lord performs open heart surgery. Amen? It heals us, encourages. Now the Lord tells Moses that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. The Lord would, Moses would say, Lord, starting was good. Where are you going?
Why are you ticking suddenly against children? Because Exodus 15, you gave me a song, I was singing against the enemies. But Deuteronomy 31, you are giving me a song against your children? It sounds very irony, right? Very contradictory. Witness for me against the children of Israel, for then I shall have brought them into the land which I swore unto their father that floweth milk, honey. They shall have eaten and filled themselves. Elijah went to the wilderness by himself. Thought everything by himself. Compared everything by himself. And the Lord said they filled themselves. But fill my cup song did not say, I will fill myself, Lord. No. It says, fill me, Lord. Fill my cup, Lord. You fill me, Lord. Amen? And the Lord tells, they fill themselves and that's a fact. And then will they turn unto other gods. What are those other gods? We may think, but thank God I am not that person who serve other gods. The Lord says, you are the God of your life when I am not the God of your life. Gods. I am the only Savior, only God. But when we serve ourselves, we become our very own master. And the Lord speaking to that flesh, to ourselves. You serve other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. So when we provoke, the Lord's covenant is broken. But Bible says, we are cornered, crushed, but never forsaken nor broken. But the Lord says, covenant is broken. Then who broke the covenant? The Lord says, you can break your covenant by your very own self. I can destroy the armies of Pharaoh, but I cannot destroy your free will. The free will of a man, the free will of a child of God, the free will of a brother or sister is powerful than the armies of Pharaoh to the point whereby God can't do anything. Because you are created in His image, in His likeness, He would never go against your will. And verse 21, and it shall come to pass with many evils and troubles are befallen them, like Jezebels, Athalias, Sennacheribs, all the enemies they fell befall on them, on the cities of Judah, cities of Israel. For what? Because the Lord had spoken it. That this song shall testify against them as a witness. So God tells Moses, Deuteronomy 31, you will sing a song, Book of Revelation will remember the song. How many years? How many years? We say, Lord, why are you forgetting me? The Lord forgets us. Song of Moses is being sung in the book of Revelation. Remember this. Lord forgets us? Never. So the Lord says, this song will stand as a testimony against them, as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Athaliah went after whom? To kill the royal seed. Who are those royal seed? From the lips, the name of the Lord never departed. Athaliah was looking for those people and killed them. Royal seed. Those who built the royal nation. Now, for I know that imagination which they go about, even know before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Moses did not say, Lord, I heard whatever you said. The requirements of this is too heavy. Give me 6 months. I will go for a walk. I will think about it. I will write the song. The Lord said, today is the day the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Write the song today. Finish it today. Correct? And God is telling to all of us, I have given this day in your life. Whatever that I want you to sing today, you sing today. You want to make peace today. You want to say someone I love you, say someone I love you today. You want to hug someone today. That is the song of Moses, God told Moses, and that is the very same song he's telling to all of us every day. Now you understand what are the golden pomegranates on the body of Aaron, making sound as he goeth in, cometh out. Amen? I went to the new day, I came back to sleep, I went to the new day, I came back to sleep. And I made noise. I made sound. Beautiful sound. Amen? And now that song, the Lord is expecting from all of us. And he says, it says, Moses therefore wrote this song for the same day and taught it the children of Israel on the same day.
Amen.
So from now on, today is the day the Lord has made. He told me to write a song because He is the author of my salvation. He is writing something in me. He wants me to sing. Understand the will of God in your life on that day. Then sing a song. Your life is good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sing the song of your life on that day. Your life is good. We don't have to worry about the solution of tomorrow. We don't have to worry about the problem of yesterday. Forget it. Because you are not in charge. You can't even stop the single hair that falls from your head. Remember that. You are not in charge. You are not in charge. You will never be in charge. You are in charge of one thing. Either you want to die in the lake fire or you want to live in the ocean of His love. You have the charge. That is the only power God has given you. What is the power? To choose Him or to choose yourself. Don't confound yourself that you are not choosing the enemy. The Lord says, there is Him and everything else.
Amen.
I repeat, there is Him, yea, and everything else, nay. A-B-A, nay-B, nay.
Amen.
There is nothing in between. So now, look at the verse 23. And He gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of a good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee.
Amen.
What is the title of last Sunday's sermon? Stones of strong iron. So do you think Joshua go to the battle with thermocol or some soft clothing? He will go with metals all over his body, heavier than his flesh, armor of God, mightier than his strength. Not by might, not by power, but by spirit, the armor of God. So Joshua, if you go and touch Joshua, it will give you ting ting sound. Because he is full of metal. You go and touch him, your hand will be broken. You go and touch a child of God, you will have fracture. Spiritually, physically, mentally, you will be fractured. In your mind, in your thoughts, in your action, in your life, the Lord will make you to become fractured. Then that plane needs another Peter and John to come and lift them up. Now, verse 23, the Lord talks about the promise that He will be with thee. Verse 24, and it came to pass that Moses had made an end of writing the words of this law in a book until they were finished. So what we read just now, the Lord will wait until the Passover is done, passing over of children, author of salvation. You see the type how the Lord is showing the prefiguration. Then Moses commanded the Levites. Now there comes the priest. The Levites are coming now. And he tells them which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. Imagine you are the Levite. And Moses tells you, this is the proof of your crime. Make a big poster and print it on the doorpost of your house. Let it be a testimony witness against thee. Oh, okay. What? You mean I write my own judgment? And Moses says, of course, yes.
Amen.
So that you remember, you need His mercy and grace forever.
Amen.
Now, he says, for I know thy rebellion. Moses is speaking. Even before he dies and even before the people cross over. Because people rebelled after they received the land. They were puffed up. They felt so strong. Wilderness humbled them. Nations exalted them. Uzziah, remember? Now, he says, thy stiff neck, behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death? Jesus was alive, they were rebellious and killed him, and the Lord says, how much more after my death? When I was alive, you killed me. After I die, what worse you would do? And the people did not fail to that expectation. They surpassed expectation. They built towers of Babel every single street. And they showed the Lord how wicked they could become. Parents killing their own children. Whatever the evil that we cannot imagine, people are doing it left and right. And broadcasting it live. Isn't it? Moses said that, Jesus said that. And yet he told the Levites, bear the Ark of the Covenant. I trust you. I'm counting on you, my priest. The Lord is speaking to his children. I'm counting on you. I go, I send my comforter. I go, I give Joshua. He will lead you. He will guide you. Overcome all the battle. I am counting on you. The fulfillment of God's promises are bound to God's children who would fulfill it. That is why you have a name, Path of the Word. If the Word of God will come to pass, your life will come to pass. Verse 28. Gather unto me all the day, all the elders of the tribes and your officers, that I may speak this word in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. Now you see why Moses was always on the top of the mountain, the closest spot for him to say, I'm in between heaven and earth. Like what God told Noah, I set the rainbow as a covenant between me and the earth. Amen? Higher ground, physically, spiritually, mentally. And Moses says, hello heaven, can you hear me? And all the heavenly realm, they look at Moses. And he speaks to all the earth. Then he sings a song. Do you really think Moses was simply singing a song of sympathy, crying? Everybody were actually, you know, crying for some death and funeral. Moses was commanding, hello, all that in heaven, all that on earth, listen to my song. Then everything obeys. For what? The Spirit of God resting upon Moses. It's not Moses who speaks. It's the Lord Almighty who speaks. Because no one can command heaven and earth other than the one who ruled both of it. All dominion and power given unto him of the heaven and the earth. That is why, whether there are two or more gathered in his name, whatever that you bind, whatever that you loose, it shall be done as it is in heaven, as it is in earth. Why? It is he who is in you. For I know that after my death, ye will utterly correct yourself, themselves, himself. Bring all three sermons together. Elijah went by himself. Elijah spoke himself. Elijah did himself. And here the Lord says, you will fill yourself. And now Moses says, what he says? Corrupt yourself, the last stage of destruction. And by his divine mercy, the Lord pulled his children out. But yet, if we resist him, if we rebel him, if we do things in our pride, the Lord would say, let it be as you say. That's it, our life is corrupted. When the fruit is corrupted, the tree will spit out the fruit, you know. Why? The fruit will rot, the small hinge that keeps the fruit with the branch will also rot. Then it can't hold the weight of the fruit. It can't hold the weight of your mind. It will fall off. But the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know what is the strength? Remember this. The strength for you to be part of the tree and to hang as a fruit or a leaf or a branch, whatever it is. That strength, if the Lord takes his hand off, that branch will break itself, will fall to the ground. If he takes his mighty hand off, that fruit will fall from the branch. And now Moses says, corrupt yourself and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the later days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the congregation of Israel words of this song until they were ended. The song starts after this. He gave a trailer of that movie. But in that song, whatever Moses said, do you think people said, we are encouraged? Oh, Moses, what a beautiful farewell. No. They were like, what is this? This is how you end your life? Shouting at us, cursing us, rebuking at us. That is the most beautiful song Moses can write. You know why? The Lord also tested Moses. If he is going to try one last time to earn sympathy, empathy from his people, so that he can become their idol. But Moses remained as a man whom they hated. Remember this. Moses remained as a man whom they hated throughout his life by being the servant of God, whom God wanted him to be. And by doing so, God's word was fulfilled. Moses, my servant, the humblest servant over the face of the earth. And Moses said, I'm going to the Mount Nebo, take me home. Amen. He did. Amen? He did. Now, let's go to 2 Chronicles. The power of God's children's praises. The power of God's children's praises. Second Chronicles chapter 23. Let's read from verse 6. Second Chronicles chapter 23. Verse 6. But let none come into the house of the Lord, say the priest. Remember what Moses sang, Exodus 15, Deuteronomy 31. 32, I pray that you all meditate. It's a big chapter. This week you meditate on Deuteronomy 32. Now, the Bible says, let none come into the house of the Lord, save the priest. They that minister of the Levites, they shall go in, for they are holy. But all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. And the Levites shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand. Whosoever else cometh into the house, he shall be put to death. But be ye with the king when he cometh in and when he goeth out. So when I saw the verse, why there is a powerful statement, whosoever cometh in will be put to death. No, you can be gracious, come on. You can be lovely, you can be merciful.
Amen.
No, it's a protection the Lord is placing.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
It's like an alarm system.
Amen.
At the door, when someone enters as a thief, and the Lord make the alarm to go sound, then everybody watches will be awakened. The word of the Lord stands around the house continually. Do you understand?
Amen.
That is why the four beasts, they always praise him day and night.
Amen.
So that the word of God is reminded by his very own words for him to fulfill all his promises.
Amen.
Now that priest, look at the change. You see verse 7, they enter with his own weapons in his hand. Correct?
Amen.
Now there is a change. Like book of Zechariah chapter 3 says, the high priest Joshua, the high priest, not the leader Joshua, there was a high priest Joshua in the book of Zechariah mentioned. His filthy garments were removed and new garments were put on. Remember? Chapter 3. Now remember that and you read this. So verse 8. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded. Sounds similar. It's exactly written when Moses commanded to the people. They did all according to Moses commanded. They did all according to Jehoiada commanded. So who is Jehoiada? The priest keeping the garment of Aaron the high priest. Amen? For generations. Now, and took every man, his man that were to come in on the Sabbath, the Lord is my Sabbath, with them that were to go out on the Sabbath, the Lord is my Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest dismissed not the courses. He dismissed not the courses. Moreover, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds of spear. Now you see something happens in verse 9. They came to the place to round about the king with their weapons. Now Jehoiada, he gave them, he delivered to the captains of hundreds of spears and bucklers and shields. Why delivered? Why can't simply loan or they borrowed or they gave? Why delivered? My brethren, remember this. The Lord delivered you from captivity for you to remain as a spear of him. For you to remain as his buckler, as his breastplate, as his armor. For him to put you in the battlefront. Then who are those tools? The vessels. You. Me. Us. Then who are those are clothed by that garment? You, me, us. We are the same. Of course. He is in you. You are in him. Now, what is so powerful here as we read is spears, bucklers, shield. Remember, spears, bucklers, shields. Not any spear, not any buckler, not any shield. It says that had been King David's, which were in the house of God, not in the house of Philistines. Not in your very own house. Not in your very own life. In the house of God. King David's spears, bucklers, shields in the house of God, Jehoiada the high priest gave it to people, hold it. But they came to the house with whatever they had, and Jehoiada changed their garments, washed them, anointed them. Whatever happened to Aaron and his sons, it happened to the Levites by the high priest. But this time, he gave them spears, shields, bucklers of King David. But he told them, fulfill the commandments of law, use the weapons of King David. Now you bring high priest, King of Kings. High priest, King of Kings. Fulfill the commandments of what the Lord said through Moses and Aaron. And put on the armor of what the Lord gave to son of David. His armor, his spear, his buckler, his shield. I pray that we all check ourselves today. Amen. Do we hold on to his spear, his shield, his buckler, or something of our own? If it is something of our own, that is not the garment of praise. That is garment of sorrow, garment of confusion, garment of suffering. But the Lord says, garment of praise. Amen? Amen. Garment of praise. Resist the devil by what? Sing songs unto him. The devil will flee. If we have any problem with anyone, meet at them. Speak nothing. Sing songs together and say amen. Just leave. All settled. Don't talk about the past. Why we need to stir up something buried and feel the smell of the bad cops. But rather, crush it. Put sow seed and the Lord will make it as a food and the seed will grow. Now you read this, how beautifully the priest is leading them. He says, and he set all the people, every man having his weapon is in his hand, every man must carry his own cross from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple. Joshua, fear not, be of good courage, be courageous, don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, I got you covered. Moses, keep your hands up, don't lower down your hands, I got you covered. Aaron, on your side. Her on your side, they will carry thy burden. You keep praying, Joshua will defeat the battle. The two anointed olive trees. Amen? Now, then they brought out the king's son and put upon him the crown and gave him the testimony and made him the king. You want Jesus to be the king of the church? The Lord says, do all of this, then I'll come. Amen. If we are always asking the Lord, heal me, Lord. Show me grace, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. If you're always begging him, the Lord says, I can come in the midst of you as the king. Amen. Prepare yourself with my spear, with my shield, with my buckler, with my priesthood garment, and I will come. I will come. I will come with the crown of the king. Amen. What will happen when he comes? Now remember, when Jesus entered the temple, what happened? He overthrew the table. Why? He will prepare the ground before he sowed the seed. He will wash the garment before he put on the garment. He will break the wall before he builds the house. There is a breaking before making. There is a destroying before the rebuilding. There is a cleansing before the clothing. And that is the same pattern happened now. Why? After the king was crowned and the testimony was given to him, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, not what you say, oh, tomorrow this will happen and that happened. That is not a prophecy. The prophecy is God's promises are fulfilled in my life. It came to pass, the spirit of prophecy, the spirit of God, the only one who can say, it shall be as it is, what I say. Amen. Verily, verily, I say unto thee. And now, everyone is ready. Verse 12. When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running, not crawling, not groaning, not complaining, not scratching, not hurting, not rolling down, running. Not just that. Praising the king, she came to the people into the house of the Lord. She was attracted by the praises and the joy and the peace of God. She was attracted by the people, the priests of the God, celebrating the King of Kings. The demonic spirit, the wickedness of all the land will always look at the church of God and will be waiting to see how we can destroy the church. And how the Lord overcome it? Sing unto me. What the Lord said? Sing unto me. Those are all noises. All around the world, those are all noises. You want the wildfire? Sing unto me. Praises, garment of praises is a wall of fire the Lord is talking about. Amen. Whenever our heart could not speak what we feel, which means you are called to sing. Now, people running, Abraham was running, people were praising the king, not anyone, the king. And she came to the people into the house of the Lord. Job, the righteous man of God, was righteous. The King of Kings was in his life. And the adversary took a hitch ride and came to the presence of the Lord and told the Lord, I want to torture Job. How come he can be happy? Whenever he smiles, I get angry. Whenever Job is rejoicing, I get so much anger and frustration. I want to destroy Job. The Lord says, do whatever you want. He is my son. He will stand. But don't you dare to touch his life. Why? I am the life. I am the way. I am the truth. His life belongs to me. Because he sang a song unto me, I belong to you, Lord. So, when every children of God dies, they would say, Lord, I'm sending back my spirit back to thee. Stephen has shown us the blueprint. Amen? Now, that intent, that desire, that confidence, that assurance is what Jehoiada gave to the priest. Don't think that she is a queen. There is no queen in God's kingdom, my dear brethren. There is only the King of Kings.
Amen.
Amen. Eve came out of Adam. And Athaliah wanted to be the risen queen. And the Lord says, what are you doing? I'm trying to be the king to save people. The Lord says, I'm going to silence you. And how he did? He prepared the priest. He prepared the Jehoiada. He prepared the ministry of the Lord to stand against the queen of that land.
Amen.
The prince of the land. They did not call her. She came by herself. By what? By the running and the praising. What? Running and the praising. Now, remember Leviticus 14. When the house was broken, the Bible says there was a running water for the priest to sanctify the house. What is the running water? Then how Abraham was running here and there? Then what is the running water? What is sweet river? Why the river is running? Where it is running?
Amen.
Leviticus 14, Deuteronomy 31, 32, 33. I pray that you all meditate this week.
Amen.
Running water. New running water. So now, running and praising. Praising. And verse 13, and she looked and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in. The great whore Babylon, she will stand and see the King of Kings standing at the door of his house. What she would do? Oh, he is here. What we would say? He is here. Hallelujah. But what she would say? He is here. Prison. Prison. Correct? Because hallelujah cannot come from the mouth of flesh. It will come from the mouth of the true worshipper. And what she said? She said, she looked at him and the pillar entering in, and the princess and the trumpet by the king. Are you the princess of the Lord? If he is the prince of life. Are you the kings of the Lord? If he is the king of kings. Are you the priest of the Lord? If he is the high priest. Are you the royal nation of the Lord? If we are not challenged, something is wrong with us. We must be challenged. A church of God must be challenged continually. If the lamp is burning continually, that Athaliah will knock the door continually. But the praises of the Lord, the running water of the Spirit, will make things silent. Continually. He will send storm, level 1, level 2, level 3, until there is a higher ground. He is not going to stop sending adversaries. Remember that.
Amen.
Solomon was challenged by 2 adversaries before he died. Do you remember? The Lord did not let the wise king to live happily. He sent 2 adversaries. Solomon could not stand. He died with confusion and weariness. He raised a servant to rebel against him. Solomon tried to kill him. 2 adversaries the Lord sent to the wise king. Like the 2 witnesses God would send in the book of Revelation to challenge the king of this world. And the king could not stand against them. Solomon tried to kill them. He couldn't kill them. But that prince of the land will kill the 2 witnesses. When they do, the iniquity will hit the fulfilling level and will give an alarm and will say, Lord, come as a judge. Come and put an end to this madness. The killing of the 2 witnesses is the final nail on the cross of the wickedness of the land. Remember that. I pray that we are not anyone who take part of such wickedness.
Amen.
Now, the beauty of holiness is actually manifesting now. It says, the princess and the trumpets. Remember the word trumpets? Princess, pillar, king. Pillar, king, princess, trumpet. You would see in Exodus, book of Revelation. Still, it is being fulfilled. Verse, the land, people of the land. Which land? The land of the Lord. Rejoiced. I'm so glad that we all sang songs rejoicing in the Lord. dancing with him. The people of the land rejoiced. Athaliah was angry. The prince of the land was angry. Also, they sounded with trumpets. Also, the singers with instruments of music. The Lord bless all the worshippers, all the musicians in Jesus' name. You have no idea how much the Lord loves you.
Amen.
How much the Lord bless you. You know, every time you play, you sing with all your heart, you are bringing down the stronghold of the land. Someone is saved because of you. Do you know that? There is no song that was sang without salvation behind that. Do you know? Because it's called Song of Salvation. Someone is saved, Lord. Someone is healed, Lord. I don't know, Lord. Thou knowest, Lord. That is our praises, right? Now you see this. And such as taught to sing praise. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who taught you to sing? He is the chief musician. He is the high priest. He is the greatest singer ever. He could even make Moses to sing. The man who said, I'm stuttered. The Lord says, come, I'll make you as a singer now. He did. And that Lord who taught to sing praise. After this, my dear brethren, then Athaliah rent her clothes. Hallelujah. We have seen different types of renting clothes, but you would never see such a type. Hezekiah rent the clothes when King Sennacherib came. You go and tell Hezekiah, Hezekiah, my name is Prophet Isaiah. What happened? Why your clothes are rent? King Sennacherib came with all the enemies. I can't be with the garment of a king. I tore my clothes. I rent my clothes to put on sackcloth to pray. Then Isaiah would say, which means you rent your clothes because of King Sennacherib. Hezekiah would say, yes. The adversary made me to rend my clothes. But thank God, Hezekiah was not a priest. Leviticus chapter 21 says, priests should not rend the clothes. Amen? So now, have this on one side. King rent the clothes because of adversary. Correct? King rent the clothes because of adversary. Now you read. Then Athaliah rent her clothes and said, treason, treason. Now you come. The adversary rent the clothes because of priest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are you the priest? Are we such a priest? Who don't run away from the adversary and who serve the Lord by running, by praising, by running, by praising, and the adversary rent the clothes and go crazy. And you do nothing. You don't have to go and rent the clothes. The wickedness will rent the clothes, will show the nakedness by itself. The manifestation cannot be stopped. When God is here, He will manifest good, He will uncover the bad.
Amen.
Athaliah rent the clothes. What do people say? The self-proclaimed queen? Oh yeah, she rent the clothes by herself. What happened to her? Jehoiada did not do anything.
Amen.
Bible says, then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of 100 that were set over the host and said unto them, have her forth of the rangers, and whoso followeth her, let him be slain with the sword. Now you see the purpose of the Lord sending adversary to test and to separate those who follow the adversary. It's a trap. Jehoiada is like a fisherman, and Athaliah is a small fish to catch all the bad fishes. And Jehoiada says, I won't destroy the fish until all the bad fishes are caught. Then after that, he destroyed together. That is how the high priest, Jesus Christ, works. He did not destroy Korah, Datham, Abiram. He waited for the 250 to be assembled. So that he can show the people, it's not just three, but also the 250. Then after destroying them, he said to the people, it's not just the 250, 253, there is also the 14,000 plus later, next day.
Amen.
The aftermath. Amen? He sent the water again, next day. It goes on, today, again, next day. Today, again, next day. He's doing this.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, anything that comes against the church, against your life, against the servanthood of God, the Bible says, run and praise, it will rent by itself. Resist, it will flee. Sing songs unto him, rather than explaining, speaking, confusing. The Lord says, just gather and sing songs. Why we should respond to the wickedness of the whole world, where the blessedness of the Lord is in the midst of us. The Lord says, look unto me. Martha, Martha, why are you running here and there? Look unto me, look at Mary, at my feet, wash my feet, anoint my feet. Now, what the Lord says in the last few verses is, so they laid hands on her, and when she was come to the entering of the horse gate. What? Horse gate?
We started the sermon with the horse of Pharaoh. Now we are ending the sermon with the gate of horse. What is this gate of horse? Which means in the kingdom, there was a gate which allowed the horses to enter. And this woman, she was sneakingly trying to enter by the horse gate, like the rider of that horse, but the priest caught her. Why? The priests are watchful. Every church, there is a wall, and every wall, there are watchmen around the wall. And you know how they watch? They sing songs and pray. They sing songs and pray, and just leave everything to the Lord. Because there is one watchman, his name is Jesus, and there is no one can escape from his eyes. He is the true watchman, you know. He is the true watchman. He is the one who is watching over us. And we sing the song, "My Heavenly Father watching over me." And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people, between the king, that they should be the Lord's people. Athaliah was not killed yet. Do you see what's happening? The wickedness of the whole world not destroyed yet. There is a sequence. Assembling of the priests, clothing of the priest by the armor of the David. After that, the running and praises of the true worshippers. After that, the wickedness come and challenge the church. After that, the priest says, forget about that. Let's continue to focus on the covenant. Because Moses said, the Lord will break the covenant. And Jehoiada priest said, let's make the covenant. He made the covenant. How he did? And Jehoiada made a covenant between him and between all the people, between the king, that they should be the Lord's people. He shielded them, washed them, covered them before the judgment was executed. The judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ would come after his people are shielded, surrounded, washed, clothed, protected. When they are inside that ark, like how Noah was inside, when the Lord shut the door that no man can open, then the flood will come. Then the judgment will come. Then every horse and Pharaoh, every horseman of Pharaoh will sink into the sea as a stone. Can't fly. Not the lively stone. Stone of death. Now, then all the people went to the house of Baal and break it down. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They made a covenant. They were clothed. And they went to the house of Baal. They broke it down. They destroyed the wickedness. The servant of God, he lit the fire on the tail of the foxes. And the foxes serve the Lord by destroying the feast of the enemy. Remember? So, Leviticus 14 is coming here. They break it down. The priests destroyed the houses. Check all the stone. And he break the altar and his images in pieces. Book of Revelation says, they sang the song. Who sang the song? They that had gotten victory over the beast and the mark and the image and the number of the wickedness. They that sang a song. And they that overcame. And they overcame the enemies, and they slew Matan the priest of Baal before the altars. Also Jehoiada appointed the officers of the house of the Lord by the hand of the priests of the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house of the Lord. Do you see the name of Moses and David comes hand in hand? Priestly duties, kingly services. And it says, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord as it is written in the law of Moses. You see, in the same verse, law of Moses, distribution of David. Amen? With rejoicing and with singing as it was ordained by David. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember this, the law of the Lord is always pointing to how Moses led the people of Israel. But the singing and dancing and rejoicing always, always to David, the dancer, to David, the singer, David, the worshipper, David, the musician. David, Moses, Jehoiada is bringing them together. And he says, verse 19, and he set the porters at the gate of the house of the Lord. The Lord set the angels to watch over the church, to watch over the house, your tabernacle, your life. He's also watching over you. And that none which was unclean in anything should enter in. Did I not start the verse with that? Verse 6, but let none come into the house of the Lord. Amen? Verse 6, your house, your tabernacle, your temple, do not let any princess of the world to enter and commune with your thoughts. Circumcise. And he says, he said everything. Verse 20, and he took the captains of the hundreds and the nobles and the governors of the people and all the people of the land,
and brought down the king from the house of the Lord. They came through the high gate into the king's house and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. Does it ring a bell? It's exactly what's going to happen. It's exactly what's going to happen. Amen. We call the Lord, come Lord Jesus quickly and come and be seated in the throne. Make things in order, Lord. Last verse. And all the people. Verse 20. And all the people of the land rejoiced and the city was quiet. After that, they had slain the queen, Athaliah, with a sword. After that, after when? When the city was quiet. Remember the last verse. When the silence, the quietness, the blessed quietness, as we sang the song today, when the Lord restores everything, when there is no noise, because when Joshua overcame from all the battles, the Bible says in the book of Exodus, Genesis, people of Israel, they rested for the very first time in their lives. There was peace in the land. When the city was quiet, Athaliah was slain. Judgment of the Lord will come. But before that, the Lord will separate us. From our flesh, from our thoughts, from our weakness, from our shortcomings. And how the Lord wants you to do it? Sing praises unto me. Amen? The Lord will guide us as we begin this year with praises. High praises. Gratefulness. Thanksgiving. Hope of eternal glory. Let's overcome everything throughout the year by singing. Amen. By praises. Amen? By glorifying Him, the great God Almighty. The Lord will make us to feel it is well with my soul. Amen? Amen? Let's all stand as I close the sermon. Thank you, Lord, our Savior, our Master. Thank you, Lord, for what we learned from King David. Thank you, Lord, for what we learned from High Priest Jehoiada. Thank you, Lord, for what we learned from High Priest Aaron. Thank you, Lord, for what we learned from the leaders of Israel, the servant of God, Moses, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are all, in your house, in your ministry, in your church, in our life, because we are the tabernacle. We are the house of the Lord. Lord, we pray, may you bless us that all the songs that we sang today, Lord, may you shield us with every single word of those songs throughout the year, O Lord. Because all these songs or the offerings came from the heart of abundance of your children, Lord, your priest, O Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, every single word that was uttered today, may it be the wall of the church throughout the year for us to come in and go out, for us to serve thee and glorify the name, for us to witness about thee, for us to wash everyone's feet, for us to sing a song that is acceptable to the chief musician, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord. Fill us, Lord. And may you bless us to understand that it is impossible for us to serve thee without joy and peace. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you seal the church, sanctify the church, consecrate the church. Let there be nothing offered without the joy and peace of the Lord Almighty. For the Spirit of God is liberty, and we are called to serve thee in liberty. May you bless us, Lord, that we remain as your children who love thee and who love thy church, who love thee, who love thy family, who love thee, who love thy children, who love thee, who love thy service, who love thee, and who love the land that you created. In Jesus' name, Lord, we all surrender our lives. May you show thyself mightily in the midst of us in this year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you bring the new souls. May you bless the church to start serving in the feast. May you bless the church to start catching the fish. But Lord, not that what we want, but all according to your will and pleasure. In Jesus' name we all prayed. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Shalom.